stressed in the world right now. Does it feel like it's a little stressful, a little wacky? So this is my remedy for it all. I'll teach you this chorus. You can sing this. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too gonna let it push me over, not gonna let it run me around, cause I know the truth, I'm too blessed to be stressed, I'm too grateful to be hateful, I'm too blessed to be pissed, I'm too blessed to be stressed. Now it doesn't matter what's on the news, you can't make my mind up for me, you ain't gonna hear lose, cause I know the truth, I'm too blessed, sing with me now, to be stressed, too grateful, I'm too grateful to be hateful, I'm too blessed to be pissed, I'm too blessed to be stressed, it's time to blow. So how did you do in sign language? What is pissed? I love that. Okay, I was like, how is he going to do that? I don't know if he's gotten that lyric before that he had to do. So how are you? You good? Well, I'm really terrific, and I'm really, you know, can you turn this down just a little? It seems a little loud for me. So the words of that song, it's all about gratitude. It's all about gratitude. It's all about choice. It's all about choice. It's how we start our day every day of what the day is going to be like. Are you going to feel blessed? Are you going to feel blessed? Are you going to be walking around in gratitude? I mean, I don't know about you. Does it seem like times are a little wacky right now? Like the world is a little wacky? So I wanted to talk about this today, self-care for turbulent times. And was that from today? That's the Unity?
September 14th.
Oh, how perfect, though, for today. I mean, I loved it because what I was going to talk about is, you know, self-care in these turbulent times is truly about what she was talking about. It's just the basic stuff of, you know, enough rest and exercise and eat right and all that stuff. But I'm going to drop it down a few notches of, like, how do we really make it through these times when it's just crazy and you're getting so much input coming from the media, from everything. I'm just like, it just makes me want to just... And I realize that every morning, you start the day with a choice of how that day is going to be. So when I said in that other song, I choose, what is your word for today? When you
choose a word for today, it becomes the foundation of your day. And, you know, I'm a little partial to music because I truly believe that when you start your day with a positive song, hello, that's what I do. When you start your day with a positive song, it really helps. So that's why all of my CDs start with the very first song is a really positive song, like Thank You for This Day, or I Start My Day with Love, one of those. And I learned years ago that how important this is. When I was in a hotel and the alarm clock radio woke me up with Linda Ronstadt affirming to me that my day was going to be, you're no good, you're no good, you're no good, baby, you're no good. And then she says, I'm going to say it again, you're no good, you're no... So what do you think is happening all day long in my life? I'm hearing that theme of you're no good. So now you have to turn that around and be like, I'm so good, something like that. But my question to you is, how did you start your day this morning? Did you wake up this morning, go to the bathroom, look in the mirror and go, oh my God, did you get more beautiful overnight? Did you do that? Or did you go to the, you know, you look in the mirror and go, oh my God, everything's dropping. But to me, it's a choice of what's going to happen. And I will tell you, I had a lovely choice this morning. It started this morning. Yes, it did. Because I was driving, I live in Marin, and I got up really early to get here for rehearsal, and I'm driving along, and I'm just excited to be here, and the Caldecott Tunnel was closed. Oh. And all of a sudden, I mean, literally, like, all of a sudden, I come around the corner, and it's just like gridlock for as far as you can see, just like no one's moving. And I want to say to you that I'm a human being. That all of that spiritual stuff I've been studying and speaking about, that enlightened being that you are seeing in this moment, went out the window. Let's just say words came from my mouth that probably I should not say on stage. I mean, but here's the thing, I got triggered. And that's what being human is. You get triggered. All of a sudden, I went into panic and triggered. And so what happens, I have a song about everything, good Lord. And so I have a song called Triggered. And the words in that song talk about going offline, that all the stuff that you've practiced and that you meditate on and the classes you've taken, just bye-bye. And I got triggered in it, and you go down that rabbit hole. But the difference is, and this is why we come to church, and why we hear these great messages and listen to this great music, is because you make the choice of how long you're going to stay there. Because we're all going to go there. We're all going to get triggered. But you make that choice of like, well, do I stay here and just keep freaking out, or what do I do? So after I called every number that I had for Unity and told people what was going on, I realized there's nothing I can do. And I just allowed myself to just start to breathe, start to remember, start to come back. And when I did that, all of a sudden I could feel myself just go, okay, it's going to be okay. Some little voice came in and said, it's going to be okay. And when I did that, all of a sudden, the traffic started to move. So I'm here. But a lot of it is we have to say no. We have to stop. We have to stop that mind from just spinning out. And we also have to stop how much we allow things to come into us. When I talk about these turbulent times, so much of it has to do with what are we listening to every day? And so, you know, I truly believe you have to have a bit of an attitude and just say, stop. No. So everyone do that. Just do a little. And do you know, just to tell you how much stuff comes into our being. So everyone has an iPhone here probably. Do you know Siri? You know Siri? So one day Siri did something really great for me. And I said, Siri, you are fabulous. Now this is just what shows the consciousness that we all have to work on in our world. I said, Siri, you're fabulous. She comes back to me. She says, wow, really? Then I go, no, Siri, you're really fabulous. And she said, is it something I said? And then I go, no, Siri, you're really fabulous. And she said, I'm good, but I'm not great. then she said, I'm just doing my job. But I'm good, but I'm not great. People, that is in your phone. We have to say, stop it. We have to claim, we have to choose our self-worth, our power, all of that stuff, our goodness, our worthiness, all of that, because the world is coming at us just saying, let me tell you all the reasons why you're not, so that you'll buy my product or you'll vote for this person or you'll do this. We have to just come into that place of power and just say, this is who I am. This is who I am. And you know what I think is the main thing about this world we're living in right now? It's connection. It's connection. It's taking the time to look at each other and connect. I mean, really, what I just said a moment ago, it's like the talk and the music is one thing, but you come here because you're a community. You're a community that sees each other. In every one of my women's retreats, one of the common themes that I say all the time, that everybody repeats all the time, all day long, you are seen and you are heard. Do you know if we had each of you stand up here and tell your story, we would just bow at your feet with all that you've been through. You know, when we just allow ourselves to see each other, and I truly believe that that's the main way that we can heal all this stuff that's going on in the world right now, is through kindness. Just kindness. Seeing each other. One heart at a time. You know, I have this wonderful friend named Rachel Remen. And she's the author of My Grandfather's Blessings and Kitchen Table Wisdom. She lives right over here in Concord. And I said to Rachel one day, Rachel, what do I do about the world? You know, it's just like I want to do something and I don't know what I can do. And she turned to me and she said, Karen, all you got to do is touch one heart at a time. One heart at a time. And I went, song title. The title of my last CD. But that's it. We can change the world one heart at a time. We can change the world one heart at a time. I see you. I know you. You're a part of me. And that's really what it is. But I think the main thing about it, the way that we start, is by being present. And I think the best way we can do that is every morning we put our hands over our heart and say, what does my heart have to say today? How can I be present today? If one of your words is, today I choose to be present, that's what I say a lot of times before I travel. I'm on the road a lot with this work that I do. And I say, I just want to be present today. And that gives me many opportunities to look around and see things. And one of the things I think is fascinating is when I'm in an airport and everyone is on their devices. No one's talking to each other anymore. They're dead like this. You know, and you used to be able to say, oh, hi, how you doing? Where are you going? Now it's like, don't talk to me. I'm on my device. So here, I love this. I have to share this with you. In the not too distant future, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook will merge to form one giant, idiotic, supersized, time-wasting, non-productive, time-stealing, mind-numbing, do-not-need-to-know website called You Twit Face. How do you do that? You Twit Face. Well, I'll talk to you later. But so here's a great example. So I'm in line. I'm at Southwest Airlines in the coveted A position. Thank you very much. And everyone is doing this. But I said my word for today was, I want to be present. I just want to be present. So I'm just looking around and just waiting to go on the plane. And I see a scene that I could feel before I even understood what was going on. It was a scene of a guy taking his elderly mother to the plane. And I could just feel automatically the tension he had. And it looked like she had a little bit of dementia going on and didn't really understand what was going on. It looked like he was taking her to the flight and was going to, you know, hand her off to the attendants there. But I could feel that tension because I've been there with my parents. And probably because I had that energy going towards him and everyone else, no one's seeing this except me. I kept watching him talk to the people and then, you know, he turned away and he kept looking back like this, like he was just really scared to let her go. And somehow I caught his eye. And I said, you know, I'll watch out for her. Don't worry. I'll look after her. And you could just see him go, oh, thank you. So he walks on, and now we get to our destination, and I'm walking up. I always want to call it a gangplank. What is it? It's a jetway. So I'm going up the jetway, and I see her standing at the top there, you know, at the exit, and she looks really confused, like, where do I go? Because obviously the person who was meeting her couldn't come in to get her through security. So I came up to her, and I said, hi, my name is Karen. You know, can I escort you to the person who's picking you up? And she looks at me, and she goes, oh, Karen, you look fabulous. Have you lost weight? Yeah, thanks so much. Yes, I have. Thank you. So now I walk her to her person, and you can see the same situation happening over there that, you know, it looked like the other brother who's kind of looking like this, like, where is she? You know, and I kind of motion, I've got her. And, you know, I pass her off, and she says, so, Karen, are you going to spend the weekend with us and have dinner tonight? And the brother's saying, who are you? But what I realized about that whole little situation, it wasn't any big deal. It was just being present to what was needed in that moment. That's it. But that opened my heart to be able to say, how can I serve more? What can I do? You know, and I do this everywhere I go, wherever I can. I don't do it all the time. There's times where I'm completely unconscious. But when I can allow myself to just say, I want to be present and be as kind as I can to anybody that I see. You know, and it starts at home. It can start with the littlest things. I have a friend who was getting so irritated at her husband. She told me this story. It just cracked me up, and I thought, this is where it starts. That every morning, he would slice his bagel and leave those little sesame seeds all over the counter. And this just made her crazy, that she'd start her day with sesame seeds all over. She's like, Ira, can you not just take the thing and just wipe them into the... Can you not... And every day, she would just get more and more irritated. And this is how she would start her day, is being irritated with Ira. Then one morning, she wakes up after the millionth time of asking him, there are the bagel seeds. She starts wiping them, and all of a sudden, she gets an aha. And this is what I love about this world that we're in, because transformation can be like that, just a little. And in that moment, she realizes that if those little bagel seeds weren't there, that would mean he wouldn't be there. That one day those bagel seeds might not be there. And in that moment, she got it, that meant he's still here. And so in that moment, she just said, done, never said anything to him about it again. And the other thing that I think is so important is allowing ourselves to be vulnerable. Because kindness to someone else, looking at someone in the eye for that extra moment, is allowing yourself to be vulnerable. And I'm not talking about that woo-woo kind of, you know, the Starbucks person, my personal church, the Starbucks person gives you, you know, your latte, and then all of a sudden you just go, wow, you know, here's our moment to connect. I see you, and the meanness in me sees the you-ness in you, and, you know, and they're kind of going, ew, you're scheming me out, you know, it's like... It's that split second moment more. But it's vulnerable to do that, isn't it? It's vulnerable to just even put your hand on your heart and do this for a minute. Put your hand on your heart and just with the other hand, put your hand on the person's shoulder next to you. Just touch them. Just like that. Just to have that connection, just to feel someone. So in that moment, it's like, oh, really? I've got to touch him? But look at how that makes you feel different, doesn't it? Just for that split second. And when we allow ourselves, you can put your hand there. When you allow yourself to be vulnerable like that, that's where the beauty and the awe and the God stuff comes in. So one last story. So there was this man who was having lunch with his wife. And this woman sat down next to him in the booth, and she was all dressed up, and she had a little corsage, and she was an elderly woman, and he just had this intuitive feeling to stand up and go over and say something to her. But in that moment when he was just trusting that, her family came, and it was grandkids, and it was just this big family thing, and he just said, oh, that feels weird, I'm not going to do it. So he has his lunch, and he's about to leave. And as he leaves, he passes her, And he starts walking towards the door, and he gets what I call a shoulder tap. And have you ever had this where you just get this feeling you're supposed to do something and you don't really know why? I call those little God taps. And a lot of times, you know, we can be too busy or we're not present enough to really feel them. But when you are, that's when the magic can happen. And in that moment, he honored that little shoulder tap, little God tap. And he just said to his wife, I don't know why, but I just need to say something to this woman. Just hold on a minute. He walks back over the table, and he feels really vulnerable because now he's interrupting their lunch. But he said, excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt, but I just need to tell you that, you know, when you walked in, I noticed you, and, you know, I don't know, this is going to sound kind of weird, but I just really want to tell you the outfit you're wearing just is really beautiful, and you look stunning today. And she gets kind of, ooh, you know, like this. And then he just feels kind of awkward. He goes, that's all I wanted to say. Thanks so much. And she goes, no, come back. I know you, she says to him. I know you. And he says, oh, no, we've never met before. I just wanted to just say this to you. And she says, no, I do know you. And she said, 1 year ago, my husband died. And my family is here celebrating the one-year anniversary that I made it. And what you said to me is exactly what my husband would have said to me. Do you get little God chills with that? I just did. So to me, when we allow ourselves to have that vulnerability, to allow ourselves to come from that place of presence and kindness, that's the biggest gift we can give anybody. That is our gift to the world, to declare that I am a gift and who I am is worthy. Who I am is meant to give this love to everyone I see. And to press past that vulnerability. Go ahead, Tyler, why don't you start? So let me sing you this little song to anchor this idea. I am a gift, no matter what age, no matter how I look, there's beauty in each stage, and I am a gift. And I promise every day that when I look in that mirror, I'll say, I am a gift. Can you sing that line with me? Say, I am a gift. I am a gift. I've loved really well, and every year I've lived has a different tale to tell. And I've made mistakes, and I have some regrets, but I promise I'll never forget that I am a gift. Sing that line. I am a gift. Forget the truth about me. When it seems time and youth, they're just marching on without me. But that's when I might need you to find me. And ever so gently. For all of us, say we are. Just say we are a gift. Give it back to yourself and say I. Say I now. I am a gift. So repeat after me. I am perfect, whole, and complete. There's nothing I need to change. I share my heart and kindness every day, even when it feels awkward. It's all okay, because the truth about me is I'm fabulous. Thank you all for listening. I appreciate it very much. Thank you, Tyler. Thank you, band. Appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.